Chazar Zech Nishon Tabachi Chesch Hashagim and Yom Yehudim Mishach Shabbos Daf Kuf Beis. The mission: someone throws an object and before it landed, he realized it was Shabbos, and then instead of landing, another person stepped in and caught it, or a dog caught it, or was burned up. He's Potter. If he threw something with the intent to cause a wound in a person or an animal, and he remembered it was Shabbos before the object caused the wound, he's Potter. Zeh Klal: someone's only chayav a chatas when doing an averi that carries a chatas liability, and only when the beginning and the end of the averi were both done b'shogeg. Back to Gemara, why in the first case of the Mishnah is he chayiv if it actually landed and someone else didn't come and catch it? But why? He realized it was Shabbos. He's not a shayig anymore. So why is he chayiv a chatos? Gahana said, since once you throw something and once it leaves your hand, you can't stop that from going and landing wherever you intended it to land. So therefore, if it was thrown b'shayig, it's considered to be b'shayig even and landing b'shayig even if you realize it was Shabbos before it landed. The Mishnah gives the klal and says that the end is not b'shayig. It's discussing a case where he threw something, but he was holding onto a string which was attached to the thing that he was throwing, and he could have pulled it back. If he realizes it's a Shabbos and doesn't pull it back, that's when he's amazed and he'd not be chayiv achatos. Like, if he held onto a string, then he never left go, so he wouldn't be chayiv anyways. Like, the Mishnah is discussing where he threw it to cause a wound, so he's not chayiv for throwing, but he's chayiv for inflicting a wound. Like, that's what the next part of the Mishnah is discussing. So the first part of the Mishnah can't be discussing a wound. Rava said the Zeh Klal in the Mishnah is discussing someone who carries, not someone who throws, an object where he has the ability to stop at any time. Therefore, it's possible to be a shayig at the start and amazed at the finish. But the Zeh Klal seems to be going back on the case of throwing. If so, there must be a normal case of throwing where someone could be a shayig in the beginning and amazed at the end. What would that be? The Rav says in a Hanami, if he threw it when he was a shayig before it landed, he realized it was Shabbos, he would not be considered a shayig anymore. And actually, the whole beginning of the mission is all one case. If he threw it and he remembered it was Shabbos before it landed, or a person caught it, or a dog ate it, or it got burned, he's putter. So if he remembers after throwing, it'll be putter because that's where that it ended while he knew that was usher. Ashi says, Chsur Mechsur of Hachitani, if he realized it was Shabbos after the object left his hand and then it landed, he'll be chayiv only if he once again forgot it was Shabbos before the object actually landed. However, if he knew it was Shabbos when the object landed, and Hanami, the Mishnah says he'll be potter. Mishnah says zeh klal kol chayiv echatos. If someone moves something 2 amos from Shus Aram b'shoyig, and then another next 2 amos were b'mezid, and then another 2 amos b'shoyig, Rabbi says he'll be potter. Rabbi says he'll be chayiv. Rabbi means he's potter even according to Rabbi Gamaliel, who normally says that in yedia lechatzi shir, it's not considered to be realization if it's less than the full shir, and therefore if someone realized b'chatzi shir and then he forgot again, it would be considered the same period of unawareness, and would combine with the previous action that he did. That's only when the full shir was completed at a time of unawareness. Here, however, the second 2 amos, which bring to the full shir 4 amos, are done b'mezid, so he would not be chayiv achatos. Obviously, Rav is discussing a case where the object was carried, not thrown. Rava says he's chayiv, even according to Rabbanu, who typically say that yesh yediyah lechatzi shir, that's only where someone has control of doing the remaining amount of the shir. However, here, he has no control, and is therefore still a shoygig, and therefore he'd be chayiv achatos, because Rava obviously is discussing a case where it was thrown, not when it was just carried. Rava says that someone throws an object and it lands in a dog's mouth in the opening of an oven, he's chayiv. Ayar Mishnah says he'd be potter in those cases. Mishnah is discussing whether he didn't intend for it to land there, and since it's not a makom choshev, it's not called a hanocha. Rav is discussing where he intended it to land there, and therefore it's considered to be a makom choshev, and therefore it's a legal hachnosa. Hanocha, I'm sorry. Hadnolom perek hazoyrek. Perek haboyne, perek shneim osar. Zok the Mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya. Person's chayiv for doing even the slightest amount of building, or of chiseling a stone, or of striking the final blow, makom patish with a hammer, or with a metal hammer, or for drilling a hole into something which you need to put something in there. Zeh klal, if someone does a malacha on Shabbos at last and it's useful, as is, then he's chayiv. Shem Gamliel says, someone who strikes an anvil with a hammer, even if he's not striking it on another object, straight onto the anvil, he is chayiv. No matter what the slightest amount of building useful for. Yirmiyah says a poor person digs a tiny hole to hide his coins. That's why even the smallest thing is chayiv. And we find this done in the Mishkan where the sowers would dig tiny holes to hide their needles. Bai said that would have made the needles rusty. It can't be that was done. Rather, a poor person makes a tiny stand to hold one pot. A tiny stand to make a hole to hold one pot and needs to cook. And the Mishkan, this was done when they made small amounts of dye. They also just did a tiny little pot like that. It was a tiny little stand. Rabbi Achav Yaakov says they would not have acted like paupers in the Mishkan. Rather, a homeowner fills a tiny hole that is formed in his house. In the Mishkan, this was done if one of the boards had a wormhole, they would fill it with lead, so that's why the smallest amount. Shmuel says if you put down a stone into the ground, you're chayiv. Brisa says you only chayiv if you cement the stone in place. It says it depends, based on a Brisa, it depends on what stage of building the wall you're at. The bottom row of stones is just set in the ground without cement, so that's why you'd be chayiv for that. The middle row of stones is always set with cement, the upper row is just put there by itself. Mishnah Sev Amasates. What's the Av Malacha that someone who chooses a son is chaya for? So Rav says he's chaya for building, Shmuel says he's chaya for makabe patish. Similarly, someone makes a hole in a chicken coop for ventilation, he's chaya. Rav says for building, Shmuel says makabe patish. Similarly, someone who puts a peg to keep the wooden stick in the metal shovel is chaya. Rav says for building, Shmuel says makabe patish. Trich on all these three cases, because if Rav would only say the first one, you think you're chaya for only when you're doing a type of building, but making a hole in a chicken coop is not building. If you say only the last case, we'd say Rav says making holes in the chicken coop is building because making ventilation holes is still called building, but wedging the peg in the shovel is not called building. If we just say this last case, we would think that Shmuel only argues in this last case because it's not mamash, not building at all. But in the other case, maybe because with Rav, that's why we need all three cases. Ask Rabbi Yochanan, what is someone who chisels a stone? What is he chayav for? So he pounded his fist into his palm, which basically he was trying to show is for makabe patish. Rav Nosson bar Yeshaya said our Mishnah list chiseling is a separate from makabe patish. He answered, read this to mean in the Mishnah that chiseling is makabe patish. It's one case, not two separate cases. Second, where our Mishnah says someone who drills is chayav. According to Rav, it says that someone makes a hole in a coop is chayav for building. That's why the Mishnah says he's chayav, because he's chayav for building here as well. According to Shmuel, says that making a hole is makabe patish. So why would be chayav here when he's making a hole which is not yet the makabe patish, because he still has to put something into that hole? In a case where the hole is not meant to put something into, or when it is put into it, then it can't be makabe patish. He's talking about when someone made a hole in a wall with a large metal nail that he's going to use for hanging things. Therefore, it is makabe patish. It's going to be meant to left there, so it's makabe patish.